Thank you, Chuck. Thank you very much. Those of you who have a tallis, anyone wearing the small tallis, or the yarmulke, or the long beard, will probably have to leave. There's supposed to be one of these things where you outreach to people that don't know anything about us. It's not a preach to the choir kind of thing. Anyway, does everyone take their seat and that will be good? I have a clipboard. I've actually never really held a clipboard in my hand before, and I feel that it's kind of I feel comfortable with a clipboard. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this, but I'll get used to it. It's another effect. Anyway, my name is Peter Himmelman, and no, it doesn't matter. That doesn't necessarily mean anything. I was asked by a friend of mine to come and I don't really know what. We'll find out. And I didn't want to go. I was reluctant to go because whenever I come out on stage, I usually have a guitar, which represents some sort of armor or something to hide behind. I'm completely vulnerable, and you could make me feel terrible, and I would then ruin everything. Cry, I say to my kids when they're really nervous, what's the worst that could happen? You cry, you fall down and soil yourself, and it doesn't get any worse than that. So, but having said that, that's just something you say while people are still sitting down. You don't really get into anything. So we're trying to get a little bit of a framework, a little context for this evening. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story, how I met these Hasidic bearded rabbis. Many of you have Hasidic beards, so it was kind of an interesting thing. You want to find out how Hasidic rabbis talk to people with beards about people that don't have beards, which is a very complex Talmudic thing we'll explain later. So I was living in New York. I moved to New York in 1984. My dad had died, had a long fight with cancer, and I was in Minneapolis. That's where I lived. And sometimes, you know, you're driving down a street, you just can't go down that same street one more time. I just had to get out, and I wanted to make it in rock. It was like a god to me. It's like a little god to me now. It's still important. It's not quite as big, but there was this record producer friend of mine. His name is Kenny Vance. A lot of you people might know him. He's one of these people that you might have read about. There's a book called The Tipping Point, which explains the 6 degrees of separation, how one person leads to the next. Kenny is a person who I call a hub. He leads to many other people. And one night he was driving me across the Brooklyn Bridge in his, I think he had a white BMW. Every year he bought a new BMW on some record royalties that he had. And he said to me, not in a bragging way, but because he's pretty funny and self-effacing, goes, I know a lot of people in this town. I know Woody Allen. I used to date Diane Keaton. But tonight I'm going to bring you to my main connection. He thought he'd freak me out, you know. He's a religious Jew in Brooklyn. And then I knew it was one of those moments where as soon as he shifted into overdrive and I looked back and I saw the city, I realized this is going to be a truly life-changing night. I almost knew it was. And it really was. As a result, I have a bunch of kids and everything. As a result of the coffee beans that were served on that table that night in Simmons' home. And his wife, Shani, put out these coffee beans. I'd never had any. They don't have those in Minnesota. They were chocolate, yet coffee was delicious. So this was before Simon became a noted scholar and writer. He was just a guy with a beard. And in Minnesota, there were no guys with beards. So I was not prejudiced against guys with beards, like my mom was, and my grandma, a fox abort. I was like, yeah, cool, you know, that must be our old heritage or something. So I was kind of open, and Simon was talking to me. He was one of those guys who could talk late into the night, always energetic, never tired. just, you know, I'm so kind of talk slowly. Simon's father once said in Yiddish, I don't know how he says it, he says, is he retarded? It sounds a little less harsh in Yiddish, but anyway. So this one sentence that Simon said really, really changed my entire life. I've told this to a million people, none of whom thought it was anything spectacular, but for me it was just right. It caused me to get married, have children. It really changed my entire life. That and the coffee bean. He said, he's talking about a tzaddik. Anyone doesn't know the word tzaddik? If everyone knows the word tzaddik, I gotta go. This is pointless. But a lot of people thought the word tzaddik meant, oh, Dick Bernstein, he works at the Chevrolet. What a tzaddik, nice band. But not that kind of tzaddik. He wasn't talking, he was talking about a tzaddik. And I didn't really know what it was, you know, other than the Nate Bernstein. He said, he goes, a tzaddik could do anything. I don't know, they have a different consonant out here. That I thought it was a G, but what the hell do I know? So anyway, so he says, a tzaddik, and this is late, now the night's on, you know, the night's going on, and it's the air is dense now. It's one of those nights, and I'm kind of all ears, and he could do anything. And I said, oh, can he? Can he fly? And then he looks at me, and he had a cool look, too. He wasn't like, you know, he was like, no flinching. He goes, I personally never saw anyone flying. In other words, he was so full of it. It did not in any way preclude the possibility of somebody flying. But he said, this is more important. You have to understand, and this is why I wear the small tallis beneath the garment. I had a girlfriend who wasn't Jewish at the time. She writes her mother, now he doesn't want to have sex with me, and he's wearing religious garments. Another story. He says, he says to me, you have to understand one thing. What's the difference if a person's flying over the surface of the world, 30, 40 feet above the surface, or if he's walking? They're both miracles. And to a tzaddik, there's no difference. God, that's cool. I said, is this what Judaism is about? In a manner of speaking, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Simon Jacobson, his brother Yossel, Rabbi Yossel Jacobson, bring them on. They love you.